My name is Refilwe Kerekang, and I am a 2015 MyLead Fellow. I do quite a number of things, but one of the things that I'm really concentrating on is my NGO called Purple Crown Society, which basically deals with underlying issues that the youth are facing socially, academically, and just everything to do with their development.
Hi, I'm Anne Moatse from Botswana. I'm a radio planning engineer at Orange Botswana, and I also am the vice chairperson of Botswana Society for Human Development.
And now, Anne, you spoke about being an engineer and being a woman engineer. Like, sometimes there aren't that many of you in the room.
As women engineers, we're very few in our industry. Like I mentioned earlier, in my department, there's 60 people, but only 10 women engineers. But we're trying to work towards trying to build a girl child from the grassroots so that they could have an interest and a passion and try to combat some of the issues that may try and hinder girls from becoming engineers.
It sounds like it's in tandem with your colleague's work because she's focusing on education.
Yes, definitely. The good thing about what we're working on is that there's a platform, there's already a good education system in Botswana, and therefore when you have the girls, the problem is that they don't know which career paths to go to. So what we do now, we come in and say, hey, this is, you could be an engineer, you could be a telecoms engineer, you could do this. So we just try to broaden the perspective as to what career options are there for them.
So you're both my lead fellows, is
yes.
that correct? Tell me, what has been the value of having that investment in you?
Oh, goodness, that's the one thing it's been. It's been an investment. It's MyLead basically plants a seed in you. And what happens after the whole program, the 3 weeks that we spend in the training, is that you become more aware of your surroundings, of your environment, of issues that other countries are going through. Because in that training session, you have 24 other young women who are very vocal about whatever issue they're facing in their respective countries. So, you know, coming from Botswana, we do have, I don't know, we have national issues, but then we are just primarily a peaceful country. So you become more aware and more educated about what's going on in Kenya, in Sudan, in every other country around you. So that's what it does. They broaden your horizon, you grow, and you're able to just think outside the box.
And to add on to that, it's not just about the place there and then. Look at us today, we're at CSW because of the MyLead program. And secondly, on top of that, we have a Get Assistant to School program where we get the fellows who will help each other to do our master's program. I actually benefited from that.
And now let's talk about being here at the United Nations, at the CSW. What has that been like?
Goodness, I mean, this was my first event, and my first event entailed me speaking. Definitely an eye-opener, definitely something I've never experienced before, but it's just such a lovely experience to be around people who you share the same thoughts with. I don't know, it's just very enlightening, basically, and I can't wait to see the other sessions and attend and contribute and this and that.
And on top of that, for me, personally, it was like she said, it was an eye-opening experience. It's something that is you need to do in your life, because I saw the first two sessions and I happened to be in the same room as Ban Ki-moon, and I was so excited. It was such a big experience, you know, and it's good that you get again to meet other people. You have different people that are advertising their different sessions, and you get to see what issues there are in different countries that you wouldn't have been aware of. So it's a really great moment for me.
Thank you very much. And now going back home, what will you take with you from your time here?
The message that I would like to, you know, give is just do more in your space, because you never know the kind of change that you're going to generate. You never know the kind of people you're going to meet and their stories and how you're going to add to their stories. So just do more. Speak up about whatever issue that you are going through, whatever issue you believe in. Speak up, you know, just do more and be active. Be active. Get out of your comfort zone and just be active.
And for me, I'm going back with a message of hope, because listening to the talks that we had yesterday and the progress that we've done since the last CSW, I'm confident that, you know, we're now moving from just speaking about it to actionable and deliverable. So I'm excited we're getting there. You know, the race is still on, but there's good progress. So I'm going back home with a message of hope. I'm excited.